What do you think of quotas generally?
Gender quotas they're talking about.
You heard you are and you're talking about this, and I have been dead set.
Oh, it'd help if I didn't turn off the radio.
To me, that for instance, you could have a scenario in any aspect of public or board life where you'd have a second-rate woman being put on a board or put in Parliament because she was a woman versus a man who didn't get that seat. It seemed very strange to me that the system wouldn't be entirely merit-based. I have to say I have come full circle on it, and I'm kind of surprising myself by saying that. Mm. And I know I did an interview with Ivana Bacic, who's very strong in this area, some time ago, and I really didn't get what she was saying. She was saying, well, it was nearly along the lines of, look, we don't have a choice about this. This is the only way we're going to guarantee that we're going to get more women on board. Mm. And I was doing, it was during kind of my epiphany came during a feature I was doing about the history of women in Parliament, in the Irish Dáil. And the numbers were just startling. They just shot me out of my chair. It was something like 15%. And that's been a constant representation. It just seemed to me wrong. 50%. 51% of the population are women. And I think a lot of it in Dáil terms is to do with the fact that the politics is a horrible job.
Well,
it's a horrible, horrible job.
Let's go back to the politics, because I have to say I was in the minority in terms of our text, just to say. Just let's have a listen to what Mary O'Rourke had to say about it.
Yeah, I know it's pitiful, the percentage, but it's only if you put yourself forward. I remember in that last 2 years we were in government, all this was gathering momentum in the last 2 years, and It was hijacked by what I thought was a middle-class cadre of women who were determined to prove that there should be compulsory representation of women.
So compulsory representation of women, middle-class women. Noel D. Walsh, what do you make of that?
I'm totally anti-gender quotas. I think they're an insult to both genders. I think that women and men should. Now, I know this is all theory as well, and a lot of time people get elected for different reasons, popularity rather than effectiveness, whatever. But surely to have even what Minister Hogan brought in, that wasn't even a gender quota, that was a female quota.
But aren't you in danger? So Mary Coughlin, you know, Mary Hanafin, and indeed Mary O'Rourke all came from political dynasties. Perhaps that's the only reason they got into the Dáil.
Perhaps it is, and it certainly does help if one of your relations has been there before you, if you're going to take the baton on, as it were. I just think that the gender quota the female quota that Phil Hogan brought in, it's not a gender quota, it doesn't work both ways. Mm. And I think down the line, I just think it's wrong. I think that across the floor of Parliament, particularly, the debate at times isn't great, but I think the last thing we need is for a very effective, capable woman to be in the chamber talking as a minister.
For
a male to say across the room to her undeservedly, well, at least I'm here because of merit.
But nonetheless, we have pretty low participation of women in politics. I always say lower than sub-Saharan Africa, and also we're one of the lowest in Europe. And if you look at countries like Sweden that have got mandatory quotas, they have participation up at 38%. In fact, if you run a company that doesn't achieve 40% on your board of female directorships, then you can be wound up. So they achieve actually good gender balance because they introduce quotas. I'm not saying I like them, but...
You see, gender balance, I think if there was 10 jobs available in a company, and if the best 10 people for the jobs are women, then I don't see why you should have to employ X amount of men.
And nonetheless, in politics, sometimes women don't even get on the ticket, and therefore huge swathes of the country can't even vote for a woman because
they're
not on the ticket.
But when they do get on the ticket, a lot of the time they're not elected. And as Sinead said, 51% of the population is female.
Well, let's talk to her.
So I think encouragement is the way forward,
we'll
rather than compulsion.
A capable woman, Barbara Scully. What do you make of all of this? I have to say, yeah.
Imagine if I called you a capable woman. Put me through the window.
I'm kind of wondering, yeah. I'm sitting here going, is that a compliment or what is it? I'll take it as a compliment.
They often say that the biggest critics of quotas are powerful women, that, you know, like they get to the top and pull up the ladder and say, no, the rest of you can get there the hard way, you know, like me, you know. Do you agree with that?
No, I would hope not. I don't think so. Again, like Sinead and like yourself, initially I was very much against gender quotas because I think the whole idea of being the token woman would be just such an awful place to be. I couldn't imagine it. But I do think I think gender quotas are necessary in politics because I think there's a kind of an urgency of getting women in there. And I think in order to get women in, we need to get women into politics in order to change the way we do politics and in order to change the way we do work generally. I think it's oversimplified to say that women are not participating fully in politics or in business because they're not given the opportunities or because we're some kind of victims. I think there's a huge cohort of women that choose not to, because women, and again, I get I'll probably get annihilated for this. I believe firmly that women and men are absolutely equal, but very, very different. And I think the women are wired differently. I think we seek a much better work-life balance. I think our family commitments are we go after them in a completely different way than men do. And I think a lot of women choose not to become involved, politics particularly, because it's a 24-7 job. And who's actually, wanted Sinead, as a woman with children?
Sinead Ryan from the Evening Herald. Just in terms of politics, you know, Mary O'Rourke sits alongside Angela Merkel, who's dead against quotas, although she herself got in through a quota system with Helmut Kohl, actually, from women in Eastern Europe when he had his post-unification government. But what do you think? Do you think there's a sense of tokenism out there? I mean, the biggest critics seem to be saying that women, if they do get to the top now under quotas, that people will believe they got there because of quotas.
I'm going to probably just shoot myself in the foot right now by saying I think a lot of the blame lies with women. And I think a lot of women reach a certain point in their career, as Barbara was saying, other considerations take over and they strive for that balance, which is so elusive and so hard to come by at the best of times for all of us who are all working women with families. But I think that a lot of women make a choice at some point in their career that something has to give. And a lot of the times they won't go for that promotion or they won't seek that extra hike up the ladder because they feel I won't be able to do everything and I won't be able to deal with this all. And they kind of nearly set themselves back as a result. Not all women, not in all spheres of life, but a lot of women. And therefore, if they are not prepared for all the right reasons, I've done it myself. There have been times in my career I've taken a step back and I said, you know what, I can't keep doing this commute or I can't keep doing these hours or I can't keep doing this and do my other life and you make a choice about that. And I don't know that most men make that same or go through that same dilemma in that way. In other words, you know, that old saying that every, you know, successful woman needs a good wife at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've oversimplified the case of getting women involved in public life. I think it's not just a case of having the five C's, which I can't remember what most of them are, but there's childcare and confidence and all that. I think a lot of women are very capable.
It's not just quotas.
But they choose a different way of living their lives. And I think that's something
we need to report. As Barbara was saying earlier, we have to change, certainly our political system. You know, it is okay to change it to fit in with that. I mean, if that's how we are all working now, well, let's change the system to fit that. Mm-hmm. Politics is a dirty, horrible job. I wouldn't do it for all the tea in China, even though I'm perfectly happy to be critical of people who do. So, if we do want more women and we're deadly serious about it, well, then change the damn job to fit in for the women that we want to have in there.
It's 9:23 on Friday's News Talk Breakfast. Joining us this morning, you've just heard it there, Sinead Ryan, the Evening Herald journalist. Blogger Barbara Scully is also with us, and Noel D. Walsh, the broadcaster and parliamentary assistant. Just to tell you, the top two bids now for our two sets of tickets for the Jack and Jill Foundation for the All-Ireland Final are €1,600 and €1,500. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for that. And if you can top that, text MATCH followed by your name and the bid to 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. There are so many interesting statistics in the census figures which were released yesterday. Did you know the highest percentage of single people in